You are now listening to the Black with Sugar podcast with Kezia Mack and Nadia A, brought to you by Afropolitan Magazine. Pretty bright eyes, just
when I designed them. 3, 2, 1.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Black with Sugar, your weekly podcast with Kezia Mack and Nadia Itasan. And today we have a special guest.
Hello, guys.
African boy.
That's right. So today we have a special
lover boy.
The lover boy.
So we have the honor today to have African boy, the one who did that song, actually.
Absolutely, absolutely. And on top of that, we're wearing his shirt, the African vibe shirt. So
yes,
even better. So basically, the reason why we have, how do you want me to call you, Gigi?
Yeah, call me Gigi.
African lover boy. What are you talking about? That's African lover boy. Yeah.
The reason
African boy toy. That's the African lover
or
toy.
African boy toy. I don't know.
Something.
Whatever pleases you.
African boy toy. That's not a merde.
Basically, the reason why we have Gigi today is because today we're talking about relationship, and I felt that we needed at least someone to defend the men. And because we have the same experience coming from Europe, now living in America, there is the game is different out there. So I think
yes,
he was.
Yes, but you forget to say something.
Tell me.
We wanted to talk about was the difference between dating in France and dating in America.
Absolutely.
And since as women, we experience kind of the same, you know, weird stuff here. Like, oh my God, something is wrong with me. So we ask a guy and he was like, oh no, I had the same things too. So it's like, okay. So he
has to come on and just, you know, share his experience as a man, obviously. So on that note, Gigi, I want you to say a few things about you, introduce yourself to our listener, and then we can get going with the conversation.
My name is Gigi. I grew up between Paris and Brussels. I live in the United States, in New York City. I do music. I have a little collection called African Vibe under by Yumi Yu.
Okay.
And that's a little bit about it for now.
All right. Well, let's dive into this subject. So basically, the dating life in Europe, America, I'm not going to talk about the dating life back home in Africa because I never experienced that. So my thing was very different experience, some positive things, some negative things. But I felt like, you know, I always tell my friend from New York that it's very simple in where I come from, where I grew up in Paris. Very simple. Once you kiss someone, that's it. It's official. We're together forever.
Forever, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know if you for forever, but at least, you know, once we have that exchange, that connection, that feeling, you normally are officially a couple.
Well, the approach is different. The approach is different. I think the way French people at least date is that we like each other, we will start seeing each other and kissing, and we just thought, okay, you're my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And we don't know if you're going to be my boyfriend for a week, 2 months, 3 months, a year, maybe for a lifetime. But at least we really give our all to that person all our attention. So when we came to the United States,
Jesus Christ.
Like a slap in the face, because you think, oh my God, I'm dating this guy, we like each other, you sing for a couple of months, you're sleeping with the person, and then, so on my part, what happened to me...
they have the nerve to tell you that you're not even a girlfriend.
Yes, and that happened to me, and I felt so humiliated. So I introduced my ex, you know, we were dating for like 3-4 months, and I thought he was my boyfriend. And it was really on the regular. It's not like something that was happening from time to time.
Yeah.
And so we were at the bar, you know, and I was so proud to introduce you to my girlfriend. I was like, okay, so this is my boyfriend. And in front of everybody, you see your boyfriend. No, we're not boyfriend, girlfriend.
We just sing.
And I thought he was joking. And I said, what do you mean? So, and I laugh and I said, so what do we are? And I thought he was going to say something cute,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you're my wife or I don't know. And then he said, no, we are lovers. Oh. And my face changed. We're lovers? What do you mean? This is the same thing. You're my boyfriend. No. It's not the same things. We're just not there. We're friends. I'm like, no, I don't have sex with my friend. What the hell are you talking about?
I know.
So upset. And when I saw he was serious, and then my girlfriend who was with me, she was in the U.S. for a longer time than me. I mean, I just got here.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, Nadia. I was having like...
Anxiety.
No, anxiety? No, a mental breakdown. I was about to kill the guy. I was about to, because he was not joking. And then we started having a big argument. Like, seriously, you're saying that to me in front of my friend?
Yeah, that's rude.
And I was like, what? In New York City again, you know, I don't think it's the same things everywhere in the United States, but it's very, very, common in New York City.
You, Gizi, as a man and coming from also Europe, like how do you felt when you first, you know, start dating? Like, was it hard? Like, did someone break your heart? I mean, what was the difference?
I mean, no, to me it was a little bit like what Nadia just described. It's like, when I first came here, I was on the West Coast, I was in LA,
yeah.
And I was going for like school stuff and everything. And I met this girl at the mall, so we exchanged numbers and everything, and we started hanging out.
Yeah.
And like everybody, like you're hanging out, y'all kissing, y'all doing all this type of stuff. And you end up sleeping with, you know, each other and everything. But coming from France, coming from Paris at that time, is like you say, when you start kissing and everything, you're on the lockdown. You belong to me,
I belong to you. That's exactly. I like the word
this
that you just used.
Love.
He said you're on the lockdown. Like, you know, that makes sense.
Exactly.
If we see somebody, you know, that person that you just kissed, just after kissing somebody else, we get mad. It's like, oh, you cheating on me?
Exactly. So me, like, at first I didn't understand. So, no, what happened is, like, we went out to eat with a group of people, and they were girls and guys and everything. And the girl I was talking to, she was right there. And at that time, this girl came to the table, and she's like, oh, where you from? I'm like, yo, I'm from Europe, whatever. Where you here from? I'm like, oh, no, I'm doing my thing with basketball. I'm doing some tryouts with schools and stuff like that. She's like, oh, okay. You gotta let me know. I'm coming to support you, whatever. I said, oh, for real? And she asked the girl next to me, is that your boyfriend? And she said, no.
Oh, my God.
Yo.
How did you feel? How did you feel at that moment? It's upsetting, right?
We was at a restaurant. We was at a, like a, some type of fast food restaurant, right?
Uh-huh.
My stomach was done. I lost my appetite.
Oh, my God.
I didn't want to cause a scene, so I had to wait until the end of the... until we finished eating and everything, and we're about to leave. And then, hold on, no. The story, she's like, the girl gave me her pager. The girl gave me her pager.
Don't
for me to
remember
page,
that.
Pager since after the girl said that she was not her boyfriend. So we finished eating and everything. Everybody get up and everything. But I'm really feeling bad. Like I feel like I got beaten, you know, like somebody cheated on me or something.
Yes.
So the girl, she's like, come on. She's like, let's go. I'm like, hold on. I'm not your man.
Like, what the like, fuck? No, I'm not your man.
I take you to eat. I take care of you. You know I've been spending time with you.
And all that.
I send you all these cheesy messages, and I'm not your boyfriend.
Exactly.
What you talking about, girl?
I'm playing a role I never played before. On top of that, and now I'm trying to be. And now you telling me, no, hold on. So she starts telling. At first, he kind of brushed it up. Was like, yo, let's go. Everybody's leaving now. We got to go Santa Monica Pier. And I'm like, no, I don't want to go nowhere. I'm going to take the bus. I'm going to find a cab. I'm going to take the bus, whatever. I was really bad. So she explained to me. She started to be like, yo, you know, this is my friend. This is how it works here. Like, if you, I don't want to start assuming. And then one day I say something and boom, you're telling me, no, I'm not your girlfriend either. So that's something we got to talk about. I'm like, what you mean talk about? I got to propose to you.
See, that's what, that's like, when I was confused a lot. Like, it's like almost people have to
have a conversation
about being boyfriend and girlfriend. I'm like,
we're
who
official.
Does that?
You know, it's like,
I'm like, what?
It's weird.
I was like, what? I'm like, so hold on. I was so hurt that I was like, really, like, my evening was but anyway, so she tells me, come on, just let's go. So I end up still following her a little bit and everything. We get into a car, a truck. We're leaving. He's like, yo, give me the pager of the girl. Give me the pager of the girl. I'm like, what pager? I'm not giving you shit. She's like, give me, come on, throw her number. You're not going to call her.
I don't have a girlfriend.
I don't have a girlfriend. She's like, come on, that's not what I meant. It's just something, it's something different. We got to talk about it. I just asked. And after that, that's when I turned it to a dog.
She ruins it for all the girls. Damn.
After that, when they told me the rules of the United States of America between dudes and girls.
Were you happy about these rules, or were you like, okay, that's kind of messed up?
JG was like, never again.
I was 19, 20. You got to remember, coming from Europe, coming from France, it's different. And from France, if you sleep with somebody, first of all, that's your girl for sure. But then you do, like, you're young, of course, you got 2-3 girlfriends on the side. So you're hiding it. But here you can really do it. And people's not supposed to catch
people
feeling
face.
When they see you doing something. Yeah. And you're supposed to be like, oh, no, we're just talking. We're just dating.
See, that's one thing. You know what? That's exactly... I date someone and I was like, okay, so no, right now we're dating, but I'm dating a couple people at the same time. I was like, what you mean dating a couple of people at the same time? I don't understand. Like, what's the, explain that to me. So he was like, no, you know, you just, you know, state of options being open. I'm like, open for what? Like, what are you saying? I was confused. So, and now it's like almost there is a step. So you got to text and then you got to talk and then they dating you. And then maybe down the line in 6 or 7 years when they feel like it, you have the title of girlfriend. I was like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
It's the shit here is set up for failure.
Well, coming from a man, trust me, y'all heard what he said. Set up for failure.
Because you give everybody room for play.
Yes, exactly. I agree with you.
Everybody room for play.
But you know, I could never do that.
I never got used to that.
I could never date several guys at the same time or even sleep with several guys.
Never.
I can't do that. I know that here it's like normal. It's not normal to me. I just can't do it because I can't feel the connection, you know? I think when you pass the step of sleeping with somebody, I'm like, how can I share this moment with you? And tomorrow I share this moment with somebody else. How weird is that?
And
you
for
know?
Me, I was telling like my friends when I talk about these, like my friend overseas, I'm like, I feel like here when you sleep with someone, it's like having a drink. Like it means nothing. And us going, coming from Europe, I was like, this is so weird. And
I'm just having fun. No.
And I'm always offended because they always like, oh, French people, y'all are a bunch of freak or this or that.
Yes,
I'm like,
always
no, we're not.
Yes, it's true. They always tell us like, oh, ménage à trois. No, oh, ménage à trois with whom?
And you know what is crazy me?
What?
So I got to stretch the story. After the girl right there, so I was really acting like they talked to me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, if you don't talk about it at all. So I'm trying to play this as this girl that come. I was at this apartment with some teammates. They were playing dominoes. So they had a bunch of girls coming from Long Beach and everything. And we're chilling, we're laughing. And like in the middle of the night, I go to my room. So this one of the girls follow me. She say, oh, are you really French? And I'm like, yeah, I'm French. And she wanted to know, like, man, shit. But always it was some more freaky shit. Like, yo, y'all French people, y'all freak. So long story short, me and her fighting and everything, and we end up sleeping together.
Yeah.
Do you know that this chick, we slept together. I saw her the next day on the campus, and she acted like she didn't know me.
So oh, my God.
That's my feeling.
You went through it.
And then, yo, at that time, my feelings is hurt. I'm like, oh, shit, my game was that what? So I'm not understanding. How the f*** you avoid me? You was all up in my face like yesterday.
So and now you act like you don't know me.
You thought you didn't perform well. You're like, what, really?
Yeah. So what happened is, like, a few days passed, and she ends up coming back to the apartment with her friend. She comes, she talks to me and Frenchie, we laughing and everything.
Oh,
and
now you know me?
I end up sleeping with her again.
Oh.
So we sleep together. The next time I see her, and then she come back, knock on the door, looking for one of the roommates, David. And I'm like, and she's not, is not here. She keep on saying, open the door, Frenchie, open the door. I'm like, no. I will open the door.
Wait, she was coming for your roommate then?
No, my roommate, that was her, they were friends.
Okay.
So she's like, open, Frenchie, open. I'm like, no, what's up with you? So I'm telling her, like, hey, I need to know something. Like, why every time I see you on campus and I say hi and I'm trying to come to you, you ignore me like that? And she's like, hey, it's not because we friends.
Oh, damn. Oh, she went like this? Cold. That's cold right there. That's cold.
Yo, I started speaking a different type of language. I was like, what did you talk about?
Well, yeah, and it's so funny because, like, you're a big, you're big a man, dude, like, can and you imagine? Strong. And you're like, my feelings were
that
hurt.
That answer to me was savage.
Yes.
How would you do whatever you was doing to me and you telling me it's not because we that we friends? I'm not even saying that we were friends, but at least if I say hi, acknowledge.
I mean, say hi back or something.
Yeah. And that was my first two cases in America. And after that, I'm telling you.
Dog. I mean, I'm not even going to lie, Gigi. Yeah. Your two first Listen, experience was hard, so I can't even blame days, you.
Yo, back in the days, if I start talking to you, I make it feel like it's a taboo question to ask me, what are we?
Oh, at this point? Wow.
I would make you feel like a girl will go like 3-4 months before they start catching feeling. You'd be thinking they really, you know what I mean, something serious, but, you know. And then one day they ask you, yo, what are we? We're just dating.
We're just cool. Strange, huh? You know?
It is strange because I feel like, how do you want to even build a relationship when we just playing games? You know what I mean?
But
like,
I
feel like people don't give each other chances.
But this only happened with a certain type of group. It's not everybody like that.
Yeah. No, I'm sure.
There's some girls that were straight up, and I don't play that game.
Yeah, but I also think that being in New York City and like those big cities, I think it's more
it's,
like this.
It's not, yeah.
And you know, you have also to remember that in New York City, you have more women than men. And so a lot of competition, and everybody is, you know, they're ready to do whatever it takes, you know.
Yeah, well,
I mean, to get attentions, and you know, I mean,
it's depressing.
It's depressing.
Listen, New York City. Between the age of whatever teenage age to age 35, I believe even more. For you to find somebody serious, you're going to have to wake up mad early, B.
Yeah. I mean, definitely the dating life is definitely not easy.
Between the temptation, between we on top of each other all the time, everywhere. There is no minute for you not to think out of the box.
Yeah.
Always constantly like looking. Oh damn! Oh, you see this? Ooh!
It's so funny. It's hard to stay focused. That's what you're saying, as a man.
That, I guess. Yeah,
but... No, you cannot stay focused. You know, in the same time, girls are the same because I remember back in the day we used to go out like from Monday to like Thursday every day.
Yeah,
and girls was out too. Fishing. We was all swimming in the ocean. Everybody was fishing. Woo! It was crazy. And even the promoters and everything, it was a group of guys that everybody in the group slept with the girl. Everybody, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's something like, that I hate here.
Yes,
I feel like everybody
feel like so
slept
sick.
With everybody, like in circles of friends. Like they always had a little something. They either flirted or I'm like, I'm not used to this because in France, there's like, I guess, a certain respect when it comes to friendship. Like there's certain lines that we don't cross. And I felt like here they were doing whatever they wanted. Like, you know, like sleep with someone.
I have girlfriends trying to go out with my exes and I'm like, or trying to steal your boyfriend. I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
Like you see like people sleeping with their friend, little sister, all that stuff. It's like, I'm not used to that.
No, but you got to remember too, like me, something that we can never forget. We come from African descent. So around our ways, even growing up in France, if you grew up in a project or whatever, you're all the time with two type of people most of the time, Africans from north of Africa or Central Africa, and we have our boss. It's almost about the same culture. It's really,
you know, my first boyfriend, we waited 3 years.
Wow. Before
three
what?
Years before we finally, you know,
did it,
did something.
Wow.
3 years to be together, and we were young, and you know, but that was, you know, it's respect, you know, because we come from a, you know, we were Muslim, both of us, and we know we were not supposed to do it until we decided to get married.
Yeah.
And we were supposed to get married, actually, you know.
No, but yeah, it was more morals and values.
Yes,
back then,
yes.
I think that's exactly the right word.
And we came to New York City where it's like all crazy, like in to a level like,
hotness.
You know, already in France, you're already like, oh, okay, you know, some people are already like level 10, you know.
Yeah.
But New York City is like level 100. You're like, oh my God, what's going on?
But you know, New York City, when you switch the language from French to English and you start really understanding English and you start, and if you hear in America with the black community and everything, it's really a big difference because back in the days, every joke, every music was about sex.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Everything.
But up to today, don't you think so? It's still like, it's so bad.
It's crazy. But back in the day, us coming from France, we used to listen to music but not really try to break down the lyrics.
Yeah, we didn't really understand what we were singing. That's very true.
Yeah. Now I'm in America, I hear this. Joe Daisy say you want to take her from the back to the top to the thing, and I'm like, huh? What are you talking about? Then you got Cedric Entertainment making jokes about how he destroyed the city and everything. I'm like, huh? What are you talking like that? Huh?
Yeah.
The culture is like so boom, boom, boom. Like you said earlier, like hair sex is not even taboo. Us, we used to talk, men and girls and friends don't ever used to talk about sex.
No.
Like I never really talked with a female friend sex in France.
Yeah.
But here, it used to be, girls used to be talking about, excuse my French, and everything normally, like it was like, we talk about apples and candy. Like I'm like, yo.
Yeah, they were, I mean, honestly, all of the friends that I were here were definitely way more open to talk about sexuality things versus in France. I felt like you was like, okay, I got my one friend that I can, you know, talk about my little secret and stuff like that. But everything else, like with my male friends or even some of my girlfriends, like the conversation was still very limited just because, you know, our culture, there's still a lot of taboo things,
yes,
you know,
yeah.
Africans, you know, how we are. So, and here I'm like, I heard like the most craziest conversation ever. I'm like, okay, you comfortable saying that in the middle of the dinner? Why not?
You know, in France, even my sisters or my friend, we weren't talking about it.
No,
you
know? Not
it's
like
very
here.
Very strange, you know, because I'm very open and I'm very open to talk about it. But Gigi, you're right, you know, because I think also music influences a lot of, you know, influence people, and a lot of people are not aware of this. You know, it goes to your subconscious, and you know, I mean, you know, I've did like some mystical stuff, like some drugs and stuff like that to have. I mean, not that I don't take drugs. I don't tell people to take drugs.
Experiment.
Yes, I did some experiments with shamans and things like that, and I understood why during my experience that music, it's a vibration, just the same way, and words too. You know, when you say the word love, and it doesn't matter in which language you're saying, because it's exactly the same vibration, the same intention that goes behind the word. And so in the song, you know, the song is full of all this vibration. And if you say like bad things, it affects you. It affects your energy. So after I did this experience, I was like, I don't want to hear this music in the radio. They are like, you know, very, you know, filthy language and encouraging people to do like nasty things. And my friend thought, oh my God, Nadia, whatever the things. And I said, no, you watch. And we went to a bar, a very popular bar in New York City. And I said, watch what I'm going to tell you. And you're going to see how people's behavior change with the music. You know, it's like, you know, it's a music. If it's music is about violence, all of a sudden you see the guy like getting like, oh, they're feeling it. They want to be violent. And so there was that song. I don't know if you remember. You're such a fucking banana, and I love it. You remember that song?
Yeah,
I don't
want to
say the word, right?
Yeah,
but basically, that was the song.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you see all these girls, you know, waking up, like standing up and started dancing on this and acting such, like such.
H-Hope.
And I said, you know what? I said, you see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I said, this is what's going on. And now you, and these are adults. So imagine on kids listening to this music on the radio and it's passing and you don't even notice that it's there, but your subconscious listen to it. You know, your brain records everything.
But you know what? The same thing that Gigi was saying, sometimes, even now, like I'm 39, even now I'm listening to sometimes, you know, Gigi, the old school R&B, and I'm listening to the lyrics. I'm like, was he really saying that? So that means all those years I was singing all that nasty stuff without knowing.
But it wasn't that bad before.
No, it wasn't that bad,
it's
but
not
it was
as bad
still
as it is today.
It was still sexual lyrics, you know?
I don't even understand why a girl like Cardi B is on the radio, and I don't understand the fascination that they had for her. And good for her, she's doing well, but I just don't like her music. I'm sorry, I can't connect with whatever she's saying. First of all, I don't understand half of what she's saying. I can't even understand. I need probably a dictionary to understand, you know. It's the slang that I can't
connect with, yeah.
Yeah, but and they're like, oh, this is women empowerment. That's not women empowerment.
Yeah.
That's women disrespect, you know. I don't like it, you know. And maybe that's my own opinion. Maybe some people think totally differently. I totally respect that, but that's my opinion. But where are we going?
But I think, you know what? Even in France, I feel like the game changed
too,
a lot.
Yes.
And I think people getting more into that Americanization of things, where I felt like it's so sad. It's sad that we lost our values, you know.
Yeah, because the thing is global. Now it takes you only 1 second to find out what's happening in America.
I know.
And back in the days, we used to wait. Sometimes most of the information we used to get in France used to be always 2-3 weeks later. Like even music, we used to hear something we think is new. She'd been out for 6 months, a year.
Before you find out about it.
But you know what?
Yeah,
I think what really messed us up is those dating application. And I'm not talking about the regular one like Yarmoney and Match.
No, I think
Tinder.
I don't know.
I mean, really, Tinder guys?
I don't know.
I would not date a guy that has a Tinder account. Like, no way.
No, I don't think dating apps made a difference. I do think that social media is messing up everything.
I think so too.
Yeah,
dating sites. A lot of people until this day is not even something. It's not really like something, but
I just did one and I met somebody.
The same person that's gonna be on the dating site, you're gonna meet him at his job one day, and you're gonna meet him at the club one day,
yeah.
And you're gonna meet him at the restaurant one day, and you're gonna meet him at the basketball court one day, at the basketball game one day. So I don't think dating site is anything, you know what I mean? So the people are the people, and sometimes if you're lazy to do the work to go outside and meet somebody, you just want to stay in a house.
I don't see it this way, though. No,
well,
I don't see it this way. Because you know what? I've never been before in a dating app. I'm not talking about Tinder and all those like fast things, you know. I'm talking about the regular dating application, like the website, you know. And I actually went. And what I liked actually is that you met people that are just like you, that want the same thing as you. And this allowed me to get rid of the garbage, you know, like, because you go to a bar and all these guys approach you and they want it. It's very hard for me to find out, okay, which one is serious, which one want a serious relationship, and
but
which
you
one
think
doesn't.
All the men on those dating sites are
well,
serious?
The one that I tried, actually, I kind of felt that, yes, they were. And I feel the one that weren't, you know, it was easier to figure it out.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty happy, you know, because I met someone that, you know, I'm really happy with so far. And, you know, I'm really happy. I wouldn't even believe that this would have happened. And it only took one take. That's the only person I accepted to see. And it's working very well. So I cross my finger, you
Let's
know,
cross our
because
fingers.
I've been so many times disappointed here,
yeah.
Where you think like, oh, this is it. Oh, and you know, and at the end, they're like, oh no, we're not together. I'm like, oh, okay,
I mean, that's exactly why. I mean, we were talking about the other day. Oh, okay, you should go on more dates. I'm like, listen, I'm not ready for this type of game.
But you can't stay like this.
I'm not saying I can't stay like this, but for me, I know he makes the process a little bit more like, ugh, do I really want to do that again? Like, but you know, I'm gonna get to it, but I know that was really more like, okay, let's just have fun, because I have my year where I was like, oh, that's how you guys roll. Like Gigi, I went to my year, I was like, you know what, let's just make it the American way and I'll be fine with this, you know. But I guess you don't want to stay like this all your life, so you know, but we live and learn, I guess.
So, yeah, no, I mean, to me, it's like now that I'm older, it's just a communication thing. Like,
yeah.
The problem is people are too scared to ask the question too fast. People yes. are too, you know what I mean? So yeah. you ask the right question and you're going to get led to where you want to, where you don't want to go or where you want to go. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's it. People, like when you see like with girls would date you for 3 weeks and still don't know nothing about you.
Yeah. That's very true.
But you know, also, I mean, I feel you like I mean? For us here, it's a little bit difficult also to get those signs because we haven't been taught to see them, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, when are you supposed to ask somebody, are we boyfriend and girlfriend? This is for me, it's still so difficult, you know? I don't understand. Don't, for me, if I kiss you, I hug you, we're spending time together. Isn't it obvious?
But you know what is dope about this is like, it's just a culture thing. It's just you go to somewhere, to another country, you just adjust to the culture and you just start to understand it. So when you understand it, you don't allow yourself to go weeks and weeks. When you understand it, you just be like, you just try to find out, okay, what it is that you're really looking for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but and, in New York City, they lie. I have so many guys that lie to me. You know, they don't want something serious or they don't want to have kids and they still want to string you along. Because, oh, I like her. I like the sex with her. So I'm going to keep saying
no, but you got to, it's all about what you're allowed to happen.
Yeah.
You know, nobody can really lie. Like, there is women they don't get. Yeah, there is some women that don't never get played. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would like to meet these women. I don't know. Because do you know any of them?
No, but they don't give you the room. They don't give you the room. But the problem with women, a woman will have all those rules and regulations.
Yeah.
And then she will break all her rules and regulations for the
when you like somebody, can I say
maybe that's the deep problem? Maybe that, you know what I mean? You know, Gigi, you know, when you put the right work, sometimes it's just got, you know what?
But it's just because why it should be so complicated when it's
I don't know.
When it's the matter of the heart, it should be something that is natural.
It's because maybe the society just been lied to us. They told us that you're supposed to be with one person for the rest of your life, and we have been built like this. So therefore, emotion is attached to one person. This is the way you go. This is the norm. But it's clear that humankind, can even stay focused for too long on the same object.
Yeah.
And we keep on wanting to fight and try to fight some theory or some stuff that we find here when we was born. That's not something that you build. They told you it's like that. You just say, okay, that's like that. That's okay. We go like that. But the thing is, it might not be the society for you. You know what I mean? Sometimes you have to move to a different society with a different culture and a different approach to the woman and to the relationship. And maybe you find what you want. Somebody gave us the code and we just go with the code. That's it.
Yeah.
But this is not a code that fits us or that suits us for real, because everybody, like most people in America, a lot of people in a relationship facing a lot of adultery. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot. Almost a norm.
That's why I prefer, you know, society where you have polygamy. I mean, honestly, like, if you're going to do that, like, be a Mormon then, you know, be a Muslim person and get, you know,
I don't think you have to hide yourself behind or use a religion to
do that.
Away.
I think it's communication.
You just be a person. And that's what you like. That's what you like. You just have to. People have to respect that. But we put all those stuff in taboo cases and categories and everything. But no, that should be a normal thing for some people.
French people kind of do that. You know, I mean, I know a lot of couple in France that were together.
Yeah,
and then you know that the guy, you know, the husband went a little bit, you know, around, and the woman knows, and she goes also a little bit around, you know.
But I think I think they have an understanding and they know what's going on, and it's like, okay, you do you do me, and then we meet in the middle. But I think they have a certain way where they understand
one time I heard one of my mom's friends say to some of her daughters and everything,
yeah,
because their husband was going to have a girl on the side or whatever,
mm-hmm.
And one of the aunties said clearly, if you want, you can really miss your whole life and chase each one of them, or you just try to decide to be happy and choose the good side of it. You know what I mean?
She was so real with it.
She was saying like,
she was real with it.
Basically it was like, and what? You're cheating and what? You're leaving him? No.
Yeah. And I think in our culture,
no. So what is the conversation?
If I were married, I wouldn't leave my husband because he's cheated.
And I think, you know, also in our culture.
But it depends also on circumstances, though, I think. You know, I have to correct that.
No, and I was about to say, I think in our culture, like our maybe mother, grandmother went through a lot of things where they were like, you know what? Let me just, like I said, take the best out of the situation and not worrying so much about what, you know, what the person was doing. So, because I feel like I'm hearing that a lot from like friends now that we grew up, that maybe our mom, our aunts or women that we knew about this, but they kind of like accept it and say, you know what? I'm just going to deal with it. I'm not going to create the drama. And it is what it is, you know?
Yes.
But it's not about accepting everything, though.
I'm not saying they're accepting everything, but they know a lot of things are done, but you don't see them creating drama or chasing other women. He happens sometimes, but I feel like they took on a lot, you know what I mean?
You know, when you get older, there's one thing that I learned too, is you have to choose your battles. And there is, even when you know how to choose the battles, there is, even if you go somewhere else, saying like, oh no, I'm taking these battles and I'm going to fight with him and break up with him. But there is battles that you fight with this relationship, that the same battles you will find to any of the relationship that you're going to have in your life. So therefore, there is battles that you should have been taking. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
What I'm trying to say? Yeah. You know, and this is this thing that they, especially us that was born in the 80s or whatever, like they sold us a dream of prince and princess, of good guy and bad guy, and everybody's supposed to want a good guy and everything. But you're not gonna find a girl that really is dealing with a good guy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A girl with a good guy, she's not gonna be happy.
You know, the thing
so
is that
means
I...
should we chase bad guys? There's a thin line between that, but I understand completely
Your
point.
It's like a girl that's going to be like, not in the history of all whole time, nobody really wanted to deal with the nerd. You know what I mean? Yeah. So even if the nerd's going to be the best thing, he's going to be there in your face and I love you, my princess. Let me take you to the ocean of the sea of the Caribbean. You're not gonna want that. You're gonna want the guy with the car that's giving the pollution a problem and everything. And you're gonna be here next to him and be happy. You love me, man. That's the crazy part, but that's what it is. And they give us a book, but the book is f***ed up. The code is wrong.
Someone needs to rewrite that book.
So how do women keep the guy attention? How do you keep, like, you know, the love
I think is the craziest game in a relationship is to play the game that you're not accessible 24/7. The person in the relationship that's going to make it, that's going to come with a little bit, I don't care. The person that's not going to show too much feelings and emotions, you still want to be there, but you don't really show it like that. Usually, that's the person that's winning.
But it's another game again. I'm like, I'm so
no, but that's the game. But that's game. But that's the game is this. Like, you know how you call somebody that you really like, and for some reason he's always busy, but sometimes he's giving you a little bit of himself, and always busy, and you feel like you're working for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're working
for it and everything. Yeah.
And then he's giving you a little bit, you're happy.
You're going to take bit, that, whatever happy, he gives you.
But you still, but you're still fighting to get more, but it's not really giving you more. He's giving you always a little more, but not really. But that's that person that have that in their hand, that's the person that's not going to suffer in the relationship.
Don't you think it's like a control thing, though?
Yeah, I don't know, but it's always because women always show their emotions and feelings until now.
True.
So
we do.
That's
I mean,
why they always get caught up.
We women.
They get caught up. And it's hard for women to show that she don't care when she do care. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she always, even if she mad, she gonna open the door, she gonna forgive you, she gonna let you in, she gonna be cool, whatever, whatever, until you cross the line of the return. But most women will be true to themselves when it comes to their feelings. Most of them, unless they've been hurt. The man, even if he loves you or you want to tell you, he gonna play the tough. he gonna be like, what? Oh, I don't know. Nah, it's okay. He gonna play tough.
He's gonna play hard for no reason. He's
I'm
gonna
learning hard. Something. No, because I'm dating somebody that works a lot actually, and it's not so much available, you know. And but I just think he's just working, you know, so I don't bother either. But I don't know. Now you're putting my eyes like, oh, maybe he's playing some games with me, and it's working very well, you know.
Seems like it.
How do you think this is going to go with our, you know, the next generation?
But I think,
I mean, I don't know which kind of love they're gonna learn with.
I think everything,
you know,
is,
no.
I think everything is just
Instagram, all of that.
It's confused. And even I know me and you, Nadia, we always talk about those things as, you know, being African, you have like this dating life, and now us, the culture, sometimes also dating outside of your culture. It's like there's so many like hurdles and this and that. It just make the whole thing even more difficult.
But I'm just thinking, like, for the kids, you know, the next generation coming and how things have changed.
Maybe for them it's going to be normal,
you know, to be
that way.
Yeah,
because
they
don't know any better.
Wild,
you know?
But it's going to be wild, wild west.
Or...
And the scary part is the difference that I just see already between them and us. We had patience, you know what I mean? You had to wait to get stuff, music, whatever it is that you wanted.
And then
to
they want to change, you know, like this.
Yeah, I think actually, from what Nadia was saying, you know, I think now what you just say about not being patient and wanting everything quick, I feel like that's maybe what you wanted to say with those, like, dating app where everything
is
quick.
Yes,
I meet you, you live
exactly.
around the corner,
yeah.
boom, 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 boom. I think that's...
I mean, I had friends, they wanted to have sex, they will go and they show me on the application. I was like, what is this? It's like, oh yeah, I'm going to meet a girl tonight. You are? It's like, yes. Look. And he showed me his application, and here we go, three girls, and he could just pick, and he go sleep with them, and that's it, you know? I mean...
Oh, wow.
And I was like,
But that's what I'm saying. Now it goes too fast. There is no passion. And the thing is, when there is no passion, things lose values, you know what I mean? When you don't work for something, it lose values. So if you can't get anything fast like that, you cannot give them the proper respect. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same thing with women. You're not gonna, like, back in the days, the game was you try to put the game in her head so you can get it to the bed. But nowadays, you don't really have to have no game. If you don't even talk, but you just got nice shoes, you get it to the bed. And that's why I say relationship is not going to be some... I don't think 20 years from now, people really going to still get married. I don't even think it.
I agree with you. I think that it's getting...
Nah, man. Because you have to remember, too, like, we grew up on the houses where religion was heavy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And every household had religion heavy back in the days. Nowadays, parents don't talk about religion to the kids.
Yeah.
Kids doesn't go to the mass or to the church anymore like it used to.
I think people have forgotten how to love.
I think
I think people forgot how to love.
And also,
you know?
People forgot a lot of values as well. So,
but we don't value love like the way we used to. And I think even people don't know how to feel love. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you don't know how to feel it, you don't know how to look for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But it's chaotic. Everything is chaotic.
Yeah.
You know what sometimes, kills me sometimes? And I'm sure, like, us growing up, like, you remember, like, love used to be for you to be able to love somebody or care, you have to spend quality time.
Yes.
And people don't do quality time. I see you at the bar.
I see you at the restaurant. Yeah. I see you at the lounge. You know what I mean? Yes. Hey, we're going there. Music is there. I'm not really paying attention. Then most of the time that I'm talking, I'm hanging out on my phone like I'm a super businessman. My phone, I have to respond to the to all the emails right now because I'm about to miss a deal of 2.5 mil. What? You can't. There's no quality time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like back in the days, your uncle used to come to the house. Your family comes to the house. There is family about story about the back home in Africa or the in a village and everything. You're laughing. Your cousins telling you a story about what's going on in their life. Your friends, your mother's giving you, telling you, your auntie's telling, giving you advice about men or stuff like that. There's no more quality time.
I guess now with the phone and social media, you don't even know if it's sincere because everybody's posting.
It's your
everybody's doing comment and like, and yeah, you don't even know if it's real.
It's attention. You know, you have your attention. You learn how to, you know, move quickly. And you do that in everything. Yeah. You start doing this and with everything.
I guess even in that.
And that's why shit is going to chaos because there is no more patience. And that's what I believe because it's crazy, yo.
We're all going to need to go to therapy, I think.
Now, who's going to be the doctor?
You're going to be the doctor.
Like us too. It was good having you on our conversation.
Yes, it was
Thank
great.
You for your
it was so much fun.
Men yeah. advice and men intakes on relationship.
So you have your Instagram, African
you
Boy?
Me, you.
You Me You?
You Me You.
You have another one with African Boy in your music or not? But we can find you on Spotify, right? African Boy?
Yeah, African Boy 3. African Boy 3 on Spotify. 3 T-S-W-E.
And Yumi Yu, this is for your brand, right?
Yep, the sweater brand. African vibe.
And that's all the Instagram you have?
People find your website.
You can.
Okay, so the website. Yeah. So we'll put the information of the website, your Instagram, your pages. You know, share the information. It was really entertaining to have you as a guest. I'm sure we'll bring that back on another subject.
Yes, I hope to have you soon. You know, yes, probably, right?
Absolutely.
Let me know.
And guys, if you have any questions or would like to ask us any question or would love to participate, please, you know, contact us. You will have all the links, you know,
and all the fun.
The podcast.
And we're going to end up the show with our favorite song.
Yes.
Where's
my phone?
Over there. This is how we end up the show every week with our theme song.
Yeah.
You know what? Why don't you sing on it?
Sing for us a little bit.
Because I always hear Kezia singing on it, you know?
Huh?
Sing for us, Gigi.
You want to be for the 8 weeks?
Ooh.
Can I get you? Come on, Gigi.
Oh, love a boy. Love a boy.
Put a bit dans le mood.
Au moins le refrain.
Put dans le mood.
But you have a beautiful voice, by the way.
Is it crazy when it's all brand new? You on the phone like super glue. I say it's true. Give me a good feeling. Can I come to you when you are? Can I come to you? Mais là, je parle, parce que je parle aussi, en plus, je parle de relations, hein.
Oh, yeah, I know. It does. All right, Gigi,
thank you.
Bye-bye, goodbye, everybody.
And see you on the next episode very soon.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Okay, bye-bye, guys.
Bye. Pretty bright eyes, just when I designed them.